Well, there is relief in large parts of New South Wales today because good rains have helped firefighters contain massive blazes that have ravaged parts of that state. Today, the Rural Fire Service put another notch on its belt. It's brought the Currawarn fire under control after it destroyed an estimated 500,000 hectares. But there are still fires burning in the eastern states. There are total fire bans in some places again today with hot weather. And there are still months of hot weather to come. So what lies ahead in terms of fires? Julia Holman has been taking a look.
It's taken 53 days, but the fire that ravaged the New South Wales south coast is today finally under control.
I think that the community is feeling quite relieved with it. There's a relief that it's been contained.
That's Patricia White, the Deputy Mayor of the Shoalhaven City Council.
Some people I have spoken to, the fire had visited their places up to 7 times on different occasions. And, you know, it's been devastating to go out there and see what this fire has done.
The south coast Currawarn fire alone destroyed an estimated 500,000 hectares, and across New South Wales, 5 million hectares have been burnt this fire season. In Victoria, more than 1 million hectares have been destroyed, and some parts of the state remain under threat. And there's been widespread destruction in parts of Queensland and South Australia. But with so much of the country's east coast already burnt, does that mean that the fire threat is now over?
No, it means that it's moving into a different pattern. So we've still got a ways to go. We've got to get into the autumn before we can put our feet up and go, wow, that was a bad fire season.
David Bowman is a professor of pyrogeography and fire science from the University of Tasmania. He says there are large parts of unburnt forested areas in Victoria, South Australia and Western Australia that pose a risk. And that's not all.
The place that's in the forefront of my mind is the east coast of Tasmania. Extremely dry. You know, it's a scary thought that the peak fire season in Tasmania is February.
Bureau of Meteorology climatologist Felicity Gamble says across Australia, many areas have gone through their driest and hottest year on record. That means they're primed for a long fire season.
We are still seeing an increased potential for bushfires across much of eastern Australia, parts of southern Australia, and also eastern Tasmania. So the fire season is by no means over.
She says rain over the past week hasn't been anywhere near enough to break the drought, and high temperatures into the 40s across parts of New South Wales tomorrow will start drying out the land once more.
It really only takes a few consecutive hot days to really dry out the landscape and then see it once again susceptible to bushfire.
The Bureau's outlook says that higher than average temperatures are likely into autumn. But there is better news when it comes to expected rainfall over the coming months.
It's not saying it's going to be particularly wet, but it's also not saying it's going to be particularly dry. So we may start to see a return to sort of more normal rainfall amounts.
Shoalhaven Deputy Mayor Patricia White says it's been a relief to have some rain and to finally breathe fresh air.
Areas are starting to sprout already with new growth. Over the next 6 to 12 months, you know, I would like a lot of tourists to come down and just see how we recover from this fire and how Mother Nature will, you know, give us back what we had.
Patricia White, the Deputy Mayor of Shoalhaven City Council. Julia Holman, our reporter.